Good morning. It's 20th of April. Our New Testament reading today is John 13 and 14. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter's book on the Gospel of John, and this comment has to do particularly with chapter 14. I read. The 14th chapter of John's Gospel continues the discourse at the Last Supper, and the chapter break must be ignored. The announcement of the betrayal had been made, and an intimation of his death given. Peter's defection had been foretold, and Jesus had said he was shortly leaving them. It must have been a very troubled and perplexed group of men who fixed their faces on their leader. Their troubled thoughts were revealed in anxious looks. Jesus speaks comforting words to them. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. There is comfort in the confident words of a strong man, and there is assurance in the counsel, let not your hearts be troubled. But Jesus goes further and tells them how they might overcome their troubled thoughts. There was a foundation for peace in human lives, away from which there is only unrest and disquiet. The foundation was faith, faith in God, and then faith in him. The disciples had faith, but it needed to be fostered and strengthened. Belief in God must be accompanied by belief in him. The coupling together of God and himself as the objects of faith, carrying an implicit claim that his words and his counsel had divine authority. The words had great value then, but their importance would increase as the days passed by, and they took his gospel to the world and found opposition and difficulty such as he had encountered. The memory of his words, spoken during the crisis of his life, would nerve them to endure with fortitude and courage. They have not lost their value yet. In the midst of difficulty and in a world that has ceased to believe, when doubt and despair stalk hand in hand, the man of faith can still hear the words of Jesus, and believing find heart's ease. But the words of Jesus concern the future. In fact, much of the comfort of the Bible lies in the promise of the victory over the evil, when mourners are comforted and tears are wiped away. The blessedness which Jesus pronounces upon certain states and conditions is connected with the hope of the changes which it is in his power to bring about. While, then, he points to the assurance of faith, he also directs attention to the future good, about which he speaks with a confidence that is divine. He knows. Were the future otherwise, he would have told them. His quiet endorsement, his certainty, is such as pertains to the Son of God. Let us then put our faith and trust in him, knowing that he will bring about all the future good that is promised. Thank you for listening.